This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Checkpoint Intimates.
Welcome to another episode of Checkpoint Intimates, where we take a topic and we talk about it one-on-one.
Intimate setting. Intimate and deep.
Intimate and deep.
Ooh,
yeah. You feel that? Yeah, it's right inside your ear holes. Now, today, we want to basically take the opportunity to fangirl heavily over Shadow of War.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They released a 16-minute gameplay video. If you haven't watched it, put it on right now while we talk.
Do yourself a favor. Turn us off.
No. Leave
play
us
play the video
on.
And then come back to us.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, okay.
And never listen again.
We're done. But look, video release. Now, this is, for those who don't know, the sequel to Shadow of Mordor, which was my game of the year 2014. Just a fantastic game overall. Just so slick. The open world style of it. Taking out orcs, running around, great combat. That Warner Brothers combat system they're using, like Batman and Arkham stuff as well. Yeah, they use it in Batman, Mordor, and Mad Max as well.
And their animations are so fluent and just flowy and beautiful.
And the decapitations are just glorious.
Yeah, and then those extra, the boss battles, I guess you'd call them, just made that combat more interesting for me. Because the Arkham games kind of almost got repetitive, but it just totally fixed it for Shadow of Mordor for me.
Yeah, and had the archery element too, which I really liked.
Yeah, exploding fire pits.
Yeah.
Great.
But the thing that made it really unique was this thing called the Nemesis system. I've raved about this on the show so many times because I love it. I think it's the best new idea in gaming in a long, long, long time.
Absolutely.
So if an orc killed you, or like a guy killed you, you would end up respawning, obviously. Your spirit would come back. And if you encountered that orc again, he'd remember that he'd killed you.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, ha-ha, you've come back for more. And you'd be like, oh shit. And he'd like go for you even harder. And even better, he'd be stronger than last time.
Yeah, he'd have new armor. He'd have, like, he's been upgraded. He's been promoted by the war chiefs of those.
That's right.
You know.
So they get stronger. They move up their own hierarchy. And they have to, and then you have to fight them again. And it's amazing. And it was such a great system. And it's such a simple idea, but it was done so well. It was crafted so carefully. And it really, really, it popped. And it stood out so well. And now Shadow of War was announced a couple of weeks ago. And they've released this gameplay video.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so good, man.
I'm so scared that I'm buying into hype again, but I can't help myself.
But when it's a gameplay trailer, though, it's hard not to buy into it, yeah? And that's what Horizon did so well. That's what Watch Dogs did so well initially. I know it was a big letdown, but I mean, that gameplay trailer was so well done.
Yeah.
And Shadow of War, it's a really great gameplay trailer. The voiceover says that this is one possibility. And there's infinite possibilities in this game of how you're going to play it, who you're going to kill first, how you're going to attack each fortress, whatever, right? And the whole time you're watching this play out, and it's just the slickest thing you've ever seen. You know, moving between enemies, killing the war chiefs, darting between the bow and arrow combat with the actual hand-to-hand combat, cutscenes, just working
in. The cutscenes are just like, they're just glued into the infrastructure, it seems. Like, I don't even know how they're triggered, but like the gameplay looked beautiful, and then the cutscene would just sweep in, and this awesome epic thing would happen, and you're like, damn, and then it would zoom back out, and you're playing again.
There's a real flow to it. And you know what? I think, again, it's that Warner Brothers thing, you know, like, because with Batman Arkham Knight, it was the same thing. You'd climb a rooftop, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you're just in this random part of the game, not doing anything. This giant flying demon would appear on the rooftop above you, and it'd go into a cutscene really quickly, and then it would go back to what it was. And it's like, how did that even trigger? Like, what made that happen?
See, this is the part that has me... It's either going to be the best thing ever, or it's going to be a bit of a letdown, because it's happening one of two ways. Either they've, like, discovered the perfect formula for, like video game and cinematography, I guess.
Yep.
Like, moved into one. Or this is just all built for the trailer, and it's not going to play out like this. That's the scary part.
I think it will play out, though, because it did happen in Batman a fair bit. I was impressed.
Not at this level.
Not at this level, but Batman Arkham Knight was a couple of years ago. So, I mean, it's possible they've developed this system enough and made it work, where if you're in a relatively close enough proximity to a certain character, it will trigger that cutscene.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Give us an example. Like, you were just mentioning one earlier to me privately, where they kicked him off the wall.
Oh, beautiful. Give that So, in the trailer, you scale this wall and you climb up in like a second, which is ridiculous, but it's great. You climb on top of this wall, all of a sudden, you're like fighting orcs on the top of this wall, and then the boss, war chief, whatever, is like right there. And then it triggers this cutscene where he communicates with you and is like, I'm going to get you, and grabs you by the throat and stuff. And then he throws you off, and then you're fighting him. And then you're fighting him, and then you get the kill, and you beat him, and then it goes to another cutscene straight. It flows into it so well. It's beautiful. Seamless. And all of a sudden, you're like slicing into his head and killing him. And then you kick him off the edge in this trailer. He kicks him off the edge and he's falling backwards in slow motion. That old action movie trope,
that,
right?
Yeah, that shot.
Falling backwards.
Blood, like, seeping from his head.
Yeah. Falling down into this pit below. And his name appears on the screen and it gets crossed off on screen as defeated as that all happens.
Yeah.
But it's all within, like, this 20-second scene. Like, it's so quick.
And then it's back to you controlling the character as the guy's still falling off.
It's like, beautiful. It's beautiful. It just makes me wet. I'm so excited.
I so hope it plays like that. I so hope it plays like that. But yeah. I don't know. I'm still scared.
And then, you know, there's this other cool thing in it too, though. Probably the other big new cool thing that you see. You get to, like, ride around on a dragon.
Yeah. Just casually. Just chilling. It's fine.
Chilling like a villain on your dragon. flying around, like, burning shit up. Fantastic. As you do in a dragon.
Like, what else are you going to do while riding a dragon?
And it's great. And it looks great. And it's a different way of playing. It certainly looks like it's more... There's more of a mission structure around what you're doing, like, capturing areas and stuff.
Yeah, so that's the thing I focused on as well. Like, you're sieging a tower here, because in the last game you'd have these orcs or war chiefs or whatever rank they were. They were just often just walking around in random areas, but in this there are definitely some that are structured within, like, these fortresses, like
strongholds,
and you're like sieging the first layer and taking down one of the captains, and then once you've done that, your guys progress forward, and then you're sieging down the second layer and moving your way further into these fortresses until you get, like, to the heart of it, and there's, like, this big boss battle at the end, and that's just something you didn't see in the first game, and it's a really great advancement of that Nemesis system.
Yeah, and on top of that, with the Nemesis system, they've also reversed it a little bit, and they have a follower system as well. So it's still the Nemesis system in terms of, like, what you'd see with the orcs that you're fighting in the battles and stuff, is that they would have their own rankings, and they would actually sometimes even overthrow each other and betray each other and move up the hierarchy. So that whole system now happens on your side as well. So you can recruit war chiefs and orcs to fight for you by using your mind powers or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can assist you in battles. So this trailer shows, like, this war chief, like, jumping in onto his... Well, it's not a dog, but it's like a whatever.
Yeah, whatever those
demon
creatures
dog
are.
Thing is. It's like a demon dog.
Like a
when
horse.
When it dies, it's like... So it's like a dog.
Yeah.
it comes in and helps you fight this boss because he's a follower. Another one, an archer, a sniper, standing on a rooftop, assists you in killing another enemy right in front of your eyes by shooting him in the head with an arrow. It's glorious, and it's amazing, and I just...
And then once you take these fortresses, you can actually, put one of your guys, one of your followers to hold down the stronghold, and depending on which guy you put in there, depends on what kind of output that stronghold has. So it might have, like, higher defenses, or it might gather resources for you, and it changes the look of the fortress depending on their particular aesthetic. Like, they went to some effort to make this intricate.
Yeah, and the main tagline is forge your army, and that is such a cool idea. You're not just one man fighting an army, you're one man creating an army to fight with you in this really cool way, with this revolutionary system that we loved. But taking it to that next step, I mean, do I sound like I'm fanboying? Because I am. Like, I'm frothing at the mouth.
I don't think there's no secret. We're both fanboying, and I want it to be as fantastic as this trailer suggests, because we might just be looking at another Game of the Year contender. There's been too many already this year, to be honest.
There's been a lot, and August 25th cannot come soon enough, because for me, Shadow of War has, after this trailer particularly, become my most anticipated game this year.
I can see that, absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Elliot.
That's all right. Thanks, Luke.
Gonna go and watch this trailer again, I think. Sure. And maybe turn the lights down and grab some flavoured lubricant and see how we go.
What flavour?
Strawberry.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.